From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The markets registered another remarkable drop today. The Dow lost more than 500 points. That drop comes after the Dow fell below the 10,000 mark yesterday for the first time in 4 years. Today, President Bush urged patience, and Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke announced new efforts to ease the credit crunch, but the markets didn't seem to be listening. For more, I'm joined by Carrie Leahy, senior economist with Decision Economics. And Mr. Leahy, let's put this into a bit more context. We now have 1,400 points lost over five sessions, 13% of the Dow's value.
Well, it's an extreme case. We really are seeing a reaction in the marketplace not seen since, unfortunately, 1929. Effectively, the U.S. and, to a lesser extent, the global credit markets have effectively frozen solid. Banks do not trade to one another. The commercial paper market, which is an extremely important source of funding to medium and large businesses, has locked up, and as we all know, our 401ks are dropping in value in very large amounts in each of the last 10 trading days.
You know, Ben Bernanke did announce today plans for the government to buy some of this commercial paper that you were talking about. That didn't seem to do much good. Maybe it hurt.
No, it. Once again, you could treat that as, even though it was a step in the right direction, as yet again a lever they're trying desperately to pull to thaw out the marketplace. And this is an extremely important event because the Federal Reserve, which up until now has never accepted loans without some collateral, are taking unsecured paper, and they're putting you and me as the taxpayer on the hook for that. But I can't criticize him for taking that because that is a needed step to help. But for the moment, panic and fear is just gripping the marketplace, and no one really wants to do anything except sell.
When you look at what's going on globally, do you see the U.S. responding to turmoil in markets around the world or leading the way and causing turmoil in other markets?
Well, I think it's probably the latter rather than the former. I think the big story in the last week is the conclusion made by investors worldwide that the U.S. Credit crisis and crunch is now spread globally. And also, unfortunately, the U.S. recession, which up until about a month ago appeared fairly mild, intensified even before the markets melted down. Virtually every economic number I look at of any consequence in September took a dive south. And unfortunately, overseas, virtually every major manufacturing index in every major country took a dive as well. So we now have a global recession that people are very, very concerned about, and that's reflected in equities and the pricing of equities.
What can you imagine it would take to calm down the markets? What step or series of steps?
Well, right now, I think the Fed and the Treasury have taken about all the steps you can do. You can say just time will work its magic, but people are working at hyperspeed. And one of the reasons why we went down so hard was the Treasury bailout plan is not going to establish prices on these distressed assets for another 5 weeks, and the market's just not willing to wait 5 weeks. That's too long a time. So I can't think of anything in the short run, short of doing what sounds funny but isn't, is to adopt the Swedish model, and essentially you'll have to nationalize the entire financial services industry. It's just too important to be left alone and unregulated.
What chance do you think that would happen?
Well, not in the current administration, but one could see a situation where that could develop after the election. But it would be a very tough swallow to make because it's not only a question of a relatively small country like Sweden with just a few banks, but here it's really that you have to nationalize any large systemic player in the United States, whether it's owned by a German bank, a Swedish bank, a Swiss bank, or a U.S. bank.
Okay. Carrie Leahy with Decision Economics. Thanks very much.
Thank you.